thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kinney. And as we're talking about love on our show this month, it can be really easy to not have hope or faith or to take the path of least resistance, just as it can be easy to not believe in yourself or dating or your future happiness. Especially if you've been hurt badly in the past, what evidence do you have that things could be better? Well, this is exactly the way that Satan wants us to think. He wants us to be discouraged and miserable, like he is, and to have very little faith. But when we've made a wrong turn, or we've given up on ourselves or potential relationships, there is something that we can do to help fix it. We can repent. Now, according to the Preach My Gospel Missionary Manual, part of the definition of repentance is to form a fresh view of God, of yourself, and of the world and people around you. And when we start to think negatively, or we lack faith, or we behave in a way that is beneath us with our relationships, we need a reboot. And only God can help us to have faith in ourselves, in Him, and in the potential of a bright and happy future. We need to sincerely ask His forgiveness for doubting Him and ask for His help in changing our perspective. According to an article that I read by blogger Stephanie Pack, there are three areas that we can repent and improve in when it comes to our dating relationships. So number one, she says we can repent of our thoughts. Some people can view dating or people as a means to an end or a waste of their time and money until they find the right person. But dating can be so much more than that. I mean, if you switch your mindset to look at dating as an opportunity to really get to know someone or to learn from them or allow them to learn from you, it can be a beautiful, mutually beneficial relationship and experience, whether it ends in marriage or not. And Pack says in her blog that, quote, when we change our minds, our hearts will follow, close quote. The second thing she says we can repent in when it comes to dating is our beliefs about ourselves. Many people don't believe that they are deserving of love, which is really tragic and sad, and this can be damaging in so many respects. But it especially hurts our Heavenly Father when we don't see ourselves the way that He sees us. We can, however, pray for that perspective, and in the meantime, we can also develop self-love by graciously accepting compliments, for example, or spending time doing the things that we love, allowing ourselves to be proud of our accomplishments, and serving other people. And once we have developed a greater sense of that self-love, we are more prepared to receive love from others and to be able to love them in return. And really, one of the greatest delights and surprises of my marriage is knowing in my heart that my husband loves me unconditionally. Despite my flaws and my weaknesses and my propensity for asking deep questions when he's trying to fall asleep at night, his love has inspired me and has given me not only a greater appreciation for him, but for myself. And in dating, we can show our love in different forms to people. We can listen to them, we can empathize with them, and we can respect their bodies and their emotions, and we can serve them. And the third area that we can repent of is our behavior. A huge part of dating and marriage is making ourselves vulnerable. And that can be really scary and hard to do, but it is the only way that we can accomplish things in this arena of life and truly get to know someone and allow them to know us. We really have to put ourselves out on a limb when we ask people out, when we have to open up. And even if the relationship doesn't end at the marriage altar, dating is an amazing training ground to learn how to be a spouse someday. Have faith in your future that someday someone will work out. And if you'd like to see some of our past blog posts or videos or podcasts on dating and relationships, you can visit mormonchannel.org and search for those topics. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from LDS President Thomas S. Monson. And in the Ensign in May of 2001, he said, "A friend is more concerned about helping people than getting credit. A friend cares, a friend loves, a friend listens, and a friend reaches out." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.